2011, a man by the name of Harold Camping claimed the world was going to end, or at least that the rapture was going to begin May 21st, 2011. Camping, a radio host for American Christian Radio, stated he had to determine the judgment day for all the earth, that on that day God's elect, the chosen people, would be taken up into heaven and the rest left for judgment. Suggesting it would take place at 6 p.m. local time, sweeping the globe from time zone to time zone. And all this he determined from the Bible, he claimed, determining the math and the hints that pointed to that day. Of course, this wasn't the first time Camping had made a prediction. He had also made one as recent as September 1994, stating that would be the judgment day, the rapture. Yet this didn't stop many people from believing him this time around that it was true. And so many people sold everything they had, their houses, their property, cars, clothes, TVs, everything and anything. And they went out onto the hillsides in various communities to gather together and wait to be raptured, believing surely they were the ones God would come to collect. And yet May 21st, 2011 came and went. And you have to wonder if some of those people out on the hillsides became nervous that God hadn't chosen them, that they were some of the left behind. Until, that is, they saw the news that no one had been taken, no rapture had occurred. No day of judgment had come, not for Australia or China, not for Egypt or Sweden, the U.S. or Colombia. Nowhere did it appear that the rapture came. And that these people sold everything that they had and went on out onto the hillsides, presumably looking up into the sky, into the heavens, waiting to see who knows what. Christ's return, the four horsemen, a bright light. They went out looking up for whatever might happen. Perhaps the same question can be asked of them that was asked of the apostles by the two men in white robes. Why do you stand there looking up into the heavens? In a sense, what are you waiting for? Well, it's a bit different for the apostles, for they had just watched Jesus ascend to the heavens to be seated at the right hand of God the Father. Maybe they were just waiting for a high sign, you know, that Jesus got there okay. Or maybe they just didn't know what else to do. So these two men in white robes asked them, "Why are you just standing around, staring up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come in the same way that you saw him go into heaven. In a sense, why are you just standing around? Jesus told you what to do. He told you no one knows the hour or the time when the kingdom will be restored, for only the Father knows. Jesus told you that it'll be a few days from now before the Holy Spirit comes and baptizes you. So why are you just standing there staring into the heavens? Jesus told you what to do. Be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the ends of the earth. So why are you just standing there? Go, tell what you saw, witness to the power of Christ, share the story, the gospel message with the world." Perhaps these two men in white robes are making it clear that we aren't supposed to be standing around waiting for Christ to return, assuring us he'll come in the same way he went into heaven, but calling us out from just standing there waiting for it to happen. For no one knows the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority to restore the kingdom, not even Harold Camping. No matter how many times he's tried to convince the crowd, no one knows, only the Father. And it's not for anyone to know, for perhaps if we did, we'd get so distracted by it, we wouldn't do what we're called to do, commanded by Christ, to be his witnesses. Perhaps if we knew, we'd be too distracted, watching and waiting for the heavens to open to see Christ return or the four horsemen to come. And isn't this what Camping's followers did? They got so distracted by the end times Did they forget to be the witnesses Jesus commanded them? Did they forget there's work to be done, more than just selling everything you own and standing out on hillsides? Jesus told the apostles, he tells us, we aren't just supposed to stand around waiting. We aren't supposed to get so distracted with figuring out the time and day, the hour, the month, the year, that we forget to witness to the one who will one day return. There's work to be done in the meantime. Think about it this way. Have you ever been driving down the road and get held up in road work traffic, backed up anywhere from just a few cars to miles and miles and miles? But the closer you get, you see not just the one person standing there with the sign changing it back and forth from stop to slow, but the rest of the crowd of workers just gathered looking around at the project, whatever it might be, a huge pothole, a downed tree, a storm drain that needs to be repaired. And they're all just standing there, looking at it, while this traffic gets backed up further and further and further. They don't seem to be in any rush, just standing there looking. And you want to, or maybe you do, yell out the window, "What are you all standing around for? Are these my tax dollars at work? Get moving." Maybe this is what the two men in their white robes were getting to. Not necessarily yelling about their tax dollars at work, but telling the apostles to get moving. There's work to be done. Don't just stand there, go to Jerusalem. Go to Judea, even into Samaria, this place despised by the Jews, to the ends of the earth to witness, to tell the story and share the good news of Jesus Christ, and be the church Jesus called you to be in the world. And this is something that we struggle with today still, not just those following after Camping's predictions, but all Christians. We sometimes need this nudge of a reminder by the two men in the white robes asking, "Why are you just standing there?" Asking what we are waiting for. Sometimes maybe we don't know. Or sometimes we are anxious about going out into the world, to Chester, to Orange County, New York State, to the ends of the earth. We don't feel like we're prepared. We'd rather wait for Jesus to return and come with us. Sometimes we are discouraged. We've tried before and had to shake off the dust too many times from our sandals. Sometimes we feel lost or unsure of what to do because we feel we haven't seen a good model of it to help teach us, or that the world or society has changed too much. We can't relate. We don't know where to start. And yet those two men in the white robes are going to come and nudge us anyway. Why are you just standing around? What are you waiting for? Go be Christ's witnesses. Go out and truly be the church. Tell the story of Christ. Share the love of God. Proclaim the good news. Jesus is Lord. And he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and he will come again. Don't just stand there waiting for people to come to you, asking why you're looking up to the sky, perhaps looking like a fool, but go out and find people, get to know them, invite them to be a part of the community. Perhaps it's nudges like this, reminders from the messengers from God, that from time to time is why we as a session decided to participate in the Tour de Goshen this year. Getting out and interacting with our community, participating in this tradition that's been going on for almost 40 years now. This ride so many people love that welcomes the most experienced riders with 60 plus mile rides, all the way down to families with young kids offering 11 mile rides. This event where we can cheer them on, encourage them, share a cup of water and a smile, letting them know that we care. That the church, the community of God, cares, that God also cares. It might seem simple, small, maybe some might even call it insignificant to just hang around a water station or ride in this event, but we are telling a part of our story, sharing a part of the gospel with our community. We are telling them that we care and love them, and that and what they find joy and fun in. We are telling them we like to share in that joy that they have, and that we like to have a bit of fun too. With each smile, wave, cup of water, with the snacks shared and the words exchanged, we are proclaiming, however small it is, this bit of good news, the gospel message. The love of God through Christ Jesus, the one who has ascended and is Lord of all, sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And we proclaim this because we are following the call to be witnesses. Even in simple tasks of bearing the name of Christ, as we hand out water, cheer on riders, and share in their excitement and their joy. No longer standing up looking towards the sky, gazing at the heavens, but rather looking out into the world, all the earth, seeing the crowds and creation, and telling the story, whether it be with word or deed, of the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.